This is the podcast for the Guessing Meaning of Unknown Words page of eapfoundation.com, the website for all your academic English needs. Whenever you read extended text in English, you will come across words which you do not know. Even native speakers will not know all the words when they are reading. Your instinct is probably to look up the unfamiliar words in a dictionary. If you do this for each word, however, it will take you a great deal of time and you may never reach the end of the text. You therefore need to develop strategies for dealing with unknown words. In this podcast, you can find out about how to deal with unknown words, using context to guess meaning, and using prefixes, suffixes, and word roots. On the website, there are also some activities to help you practice this area of EAP. So let's start by thinking about how to deal with unknown words. There are two questions to ask yourself whenever you meet an unfamiliar word. The first question is, do I need to know the meaning of the word? If not, you can keep reading and ignore the word. In order to answer this question, you need to make sure that you have a clear purpose in your reading. The second question you need to ask is an approximate meaning enough? If not, you need to look the word up in a dictionary. If the answer to both these questions is no, it means you can guess what the word means, then keep reading. Use the following to help you guess an approximate meaning. First, examine the immediate context of the word, that is, the sentence in which it appears, and the words which come before and after. Pay particular attention to linking words. Second, examine the wider context of the word, in other words, other sentences in the paragraph. Finally, look at the structure of the word, in other words, prefix, suffix, and root. We'll consider each of these areas in more detail now, beginning with using context. When you get the meaning of a word from context, you need to consider first the immediate context, in other words, the words in the sentence. If this is not enough, you need to use the wider context, in other words, sentences which come before and after the one which contain the word you are guessing. As an example of using the immediate context, consider this sentence. Although the company's income from sales was higher than expected, its high costs in the form of salaries and other overheads put it in a disadvantageous position. Imagine the word you want to guess in this sentence is disadvantageous. And it doesn't matter if you already know this word, this is just an example. The immediate context of the word tells you the following. It's probably an adjective, because it comes before a noun, position. It's probably negative, because it relates to high costs, which are not usually good for a company. It's probably negative, because the sentence begins with although, a contrast marker, so the idea in the second clause contrasts with the first clause, which is positive, because high income is good for a company. A good guess for the word at this point would be bad. This is probably close enough for you to understand the main idea, and you would be able to keep reading. Let's now consider the wider context, again using an example. Although the company's income from sales was higher than expected, its high costs in the form of salaries and other overheads put it in a disadvantageous position. This was one of the main reasons why the company folded. This put all 200 of its employees out of work. Imagine the word you want to guess this time is folded. This is a common word, but it has a special meaning in this sentence. The immediate context of the word does not tell you much. It's clearly a verb, but it is difficult to determine more than this using only the sentence it occurs in. To guess the meaning, you need to use the wider context, in other words, the sentences which come before and after. Using these, you can tell the following. First, it's probably negative because it's the result of the company's disadvantageous or bad position. Second, it's something which can happen to companies. It resulted in all of the company's employees being out of work. From this, you can guess that the word means something like stopped or stopped doing business because no one works there anymore. In fact, to fold in this context means, of a company, etc., to close because it's not successful. Finally, let's consider using prefix, suffix, and root. So again, consider the sentence we had before. Although the company's income from sales was higher than expected, its high costs in the form of salaries and other overheads put it in a disadvantageous position. Imagine again that the word you want to guess in this sentence is disadvantageous. This word can be broken down into three components: dis, which is the prefix, advantage, which is the root, and ous, which is the suffix. You can get the following information by studying the word in this way. First, it's probably an adjective because it ends in ous, which is a common suffix for adjectives. Second, it's probably negative because it begins with a negative prefix, dis. The meaning is probably opposite to the root of the word, advantage. As before, a good guess for the word at this point would be bad. Again, this would be close enough to allow you to understand the main idea and keep reading. That's the end of the podcast. For more information and some exercises to practice this area of EAP, please visit the eapfoundation.com website.